This isn't a movie trailer, it's part of a recruitment drive aimed at encouraging more young people to join the Chinese army. We don't live in a peaceful time, the voiceover says. We just live in a peaceful country. This month, revisions on military recruitment came into effect, creating a legal framework for the conscription of veterans during wartime back to their original units or a similar role, and prioritizing the enlistment of university students and graduates from science and technology disciplines.
That is clearly looking to the future. The military will be organized in a way that is very technology-driven. So that's very clear. So they want to start a process and to have the legal framework in place, just in case.
Experts say the government is trying to fill military gaps.
President Xi Jinping, I think, as well as his predecessors, for a number of years outlined deficiencies within the PLA, citing that it is not fit for purpose and has not been for quite some time. And of course, as stated by the Chinese government, this is part and parcel of what it means to be a great power.
China already has the largest armed forces in the world, with more than 3 million military personnel, including military police. Around 30% of them are conscripts, serving a mandatory 2 years. Since President Xi Jinping came to power, the army, also known as the PLA, has undergone rapid modernization. Still, experts say some challenges remain.
The lack of combat experience is a challenge for the PLA. However, I think there are bigger challenges for the PLA at the moment for them to turn into the type of military that they seek to become with this latest round of modernization. And that requires not just structural changes, but also changes in thinking.
China faces several geopolitical flashpoints in the South China Sea, along its border with India, and over Taiwan.
There have been several changes in recent years aimed at boosting recruitment, including improving conditions for personnel and creating more avenues for career progression based on performance.
Experts say these changes reflect Beijing's desire to professionalize its forces and encourage qualified young people to see the military as an attractive career option, while also preparing for the prospect that one day they may be called upon to fight, whether they like it or not. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Beijing.